This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by David Rappaport. David's the co-founder of Rappaport Rikus. They've done a brilliant job of building a huge wealth management firm, investing, and so forth. We're going to talk to David about his career and journey and sort of how he got there and a little bit more and advice he would give to people trying to grow businesses and have great careers and more. David, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure, Scott, and thanks for having me on. So I co-founded Rappaport Rikus Capital Management along with Sherry Rikus about 15 years ago. We're a wealth management firm. We're based in Skokie, which is just north of Chicago, and we focus on financial planning and investment management for individuals, families, and nonprofit organizations.
And David, tell us a little bit about your career and your journey. Were there pivotal moments in it, mentors? How did you sort of get to the spot where you founded your own firm?
Scott, I would love to tell you that there was some sort of master plan or I had this as the result in mind a long time ago. But a lot of things just happened along the way. And I will say, looking back, I am kind of proud that I always had an open mind and was always open to opportunities as they came about. And Scott, you know, you and I go way back. We both studied accounting at the University of Illinois. And like just about everybody else with a degree in accounting, I started out at what was back then the Big Eight CPA firms. I started at Arthur Andersen, which some people might remember, but at the time it was a big, well-known firm. And my daughter even said, well, why did you go into accounting? You know, did you want to be a CPA? Did you want to be an accountant? And there was no great plan there, but I just thought that it would give me a good background for business. And I did think that I wanted to have a career in business. I did that for a few years and then did go back to business school. And out of business school, I joined Goldman Sachs in Chicago. And I always had an interest in investing in the capital markets, and it was a great opportunity. And at Goldman Sachs, I worked with private clients, and I was there for about 5 years. But everything back then, this was the early 90s, it was all commission-based and trading-based. And you'd really get try to get clients to just trade as much as you could because you got commissions every time they did a trade. And I did realize in the long run that wasn't a great way to work with clients. It wasn't particularly in their best interest. So I left and I joined a firm in Chicago called Sanford Bernstein. It was actually the Chicago office of a New York-based firm. And I was a financial advisor, and it went very well. And I was there for about 10 years. And one day I was talking to my good friend, who you know, Scott, Sherry Rikus. And I said, you know, there's a gentleman that we both were friends with that had a firm that worked with very, very wealthy families that, you know, had $100 million or so. And I said to Sherry, you know, we could go over there and start a division that worked with other investors, maybe not those that had $100 million, but, you know, maybe $1 to $10 million. And she looked at me and said, well, why would we do that for him? Why don't we just do that for ourselves? And in an instant, I just simply said, yes, let's do it. So we started the firm not too much later. And here we are 15 years with history behind us. So I'd love to say that there was a lot of planning and thinking about having my own firm, my own business, but literally it just happened in an instant. But I was open to the idea and I felt we could do a great job for clients. And so here we are today. It's been a great ride.
And how long did it take until you started to believe, hey, we're going to be successful at this, it's going to be okay? Like, how long was that time frame to starting it to getting to, like, this is going to be okay, we're going to make a living? We might not get rich, but we'll make a living doing it.
I would say that's a great question. Once we opened our doors for clients, it was pretty steady. We had a lot of clients that came over right away. And then month in, month out, we continued to have new clients come over. I would say after about 6 months, and this goes back to 2006, about 6 months in, I thought, you know, with a little luck, we just might have a shot at making this work. And another 6 months, so after about a year in, I was pretty sure we were going to be successful because we think we did a good job for clients. We offered a lot of value and just clients kept joining us. So about 6 months to a year.
Fantastic. And what advice, David? You've had this great career, both as an advisor to people, as an entrepreneur. What advice would you give to young people trying to have a serious or a great career? What would you tell your daughter? What would you tell your kids? What would you tell young people that you're talking to? Here's thoughts on either having a great career or founding a business. Either what, take it whichever direction you'd like.
Yeah, I have a few thoughts on that, Scott. And the first is, when you do get that start, whatever that first job is, don't just do a great job at what you're given. I mean, that's important. You want to do excellent work. You want to be known for being, you know, a hard worker and adding a lot of value. But I would go above and beyond that and just find ways to take initiative, to offer new ideas, new thoughts, new solutions. Go above and beyond what you are asked to do, and you're going to create a great reputation for yourself. And the second thing is, don't underestimate the importance of personal contacts and networking. And so many opportunities come to us just because people we know maybe make a suggestion, make an introduction. And sometimes, you know, young people say, well, I don't have this, you know, big network. How can I get people to network on my behalf and make those introductions? And you really got to start the other way. It's, you have to start being an active participant, helping other people out. Even if it's other people, your generation, other young people getting started, introduce them to your friends, to your business contacts, to your colleagues. See how you could be helpful to other people in their careers, and you would just be amazed at what comes back to you. And then the last piece of advice, Scott, I'm a financial advisor, so it's going to be some financial advice, particularly for young people, is live within your means. Don't get tied down by debt. And you may ask, well, what does that have to do with careers and career advice? By living within your means, you are not going to be burdened by having to stay at a particular job or in a particular area because you just have so many things that you have to pay for, you know, the car, the house, this or that. Living within your means is going to give you the option to make a change if you feel it's the right thing to do for your career because you have the financial flexibility to do so. So a little financial advice thrown in there as well.
So we have all three pieces of advice. First is, first job, do the job magnificently, but go above and beyond. Always try and help, add ideas, try and be great, not just get by. I love that advice. Second is, networking contacts are so important, and they lead to so many different things. I mean, you ended up with your business partner being a college friend for all practical purposes, turned into your business partner. Who would have thought it? I mean, a close friend, turns into a well-respected business colleague and your partner, and look to help others with your network, not just yourself, but if you don't know where to start the network, look to see how you can help others, not be self-centered, look at it for your own good. And the third piece of advice, which I absolutely love, is to live within your means. Live within your means. It gives you freedom to make decisions throughout your career and life that you want to make, because you're not beholden to whoever you owe money to whatever debt you have and everything else. So I love those three pieces of advice. David, where can people find Rep Fort Rikus, yourself and Sherry Rikus? Where can they find you guys?
Sure. The easiest thing is to go to our website, take a look. We are at rrcapital.com.
David, I want to appreciate you joining us today and always sharing your thoughts with us. You're a very, very smart person, brilliant person, and it's always a pleasure to hear your thoughts and insights. I hope that Rachel and Chloe will listen to this. We'll see if they could learn from it as well. Thank you very much for joining us today.
She doesn't always listen to me, but thanks, Scott. I do appreciate that.
Maybe if it's on tape, she will.
Maybe.